Welcome to Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond from 91.5 KRCC. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
On this week's episode of Air Check, Stephen Hayward joins us for the musical roundtable discussion. Paulina Ukrainitz talks with Colorado Springs bass musician Seal Legs about her music and inspiration. And we have an in-studio performance from Brefo playing a song off of their newest release, Helsinki. It's Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
As usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and share a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads. And today we've got a special guest, co-host of the show A Day in the Life, professor at Colorado College, one Dr. Steve Hayward.
Doctor.
Great to be
the doctor's
here.
Doctor's in the house.
The doctor. Just refer to me as the doctor. I'd prefer that. Great to be here on Air Check. I'm a huge fan, and then, you know, a huge fan of both of you personally.
So you are a doctor of English.
Yeah, I'm a professor of English.
But you're also a frustrated musician, aren't you?
That's right. Exactly right. When I was 16, people said, "What are you going to do when you grow up?"
You're going to be a baritone sax player.
I played the bari sax, played tenor sax, guitar. Yeah, I was mostly a saxophone player, though. Yeah. And I still play. My kids play now, and so I get in there. But
so you have a family band? You kind of
jam
together in the den?
It's more of a saxophone choir. We call it the Hayward Saxophone Choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have cards made. No one has called us.
Hopefully after this, you'll be getting some new clients.
Getting some phone calls.
I won't be surprised.
Well, we've brought you here today to share a song.
I'm totally ready for that.
Well, we're going to hold off your song till last.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that house rules?
That's right.
Are you the leadoff batter?
I guess I am.
That's right, Jeff. What's your song today?
Well, I am picking the new release from Charlie Musselwhite and Ben Harper. This would be the 29th and 11th album, respectively, of each of these gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Musselwhite is known as the gentleman of the blues. Charlie Musselwhite, Ben Harper, they put out an album a couple of years ago called Get Up, won a Grammy. This new album is called No Mercy in This Land, and this is the lead cut off of that. It's called When I Go. So kind of a nice gospel feeling to this song, nice pairing of two very great talents, the old guy and the younger guy.
Yeah, how young is Ben Harper now? I mean, he must be at his
50s. You got me. I don't know.
He is age 48.
Is he 48?
Yeah.
So Charlie's probably an octogenarian.
See, I got it when I said 50, right there.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
It's a good pairing. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good to hear. Ben Harper is one of the amazing vocal talents of our age. I remember listening to the very early Ben Harper albums, which were less gospel-y and more kind of poppy. And just being blown away by his musicianship and the depth of his voice.
You know what I hear in this album are tomorrow's standards. There are so many blues albums that come out, and they're kind of rehashing the same old thing. They're playing old songs, reworking old ideas, and this pairing I hear, I think this album will be standing up solid in 10 years. 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, the song When I Go from No Mercy in This Land. Nice pick, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. When I go, I take you. All right, Jake Brownell.
Jake, will you be doing one of your own pieces again?
As usual.
Touting your
Jake
own.
Jake has picked a song by Jake Brownell.
I mean, who better?
Well, it's always awkward because you have to sort of like it when Jake does that.
Yeah. I have chosen a song from an artist who's kind of just taking off in her career. It's a band actually called Snail Mail. And this song is called Pristine from a forthcoming record called Lush. So, Snail Mail is a band fronted by Lindsay Jordan of Baltimore, Maryland, and she is, I think, 18. She kind of first burst onto the scene last year with an album, very kind of DIY, lo-fi production. I think she's a great guitarist, great songwriter. I feel like I'm feeling, for the first time, a new generation coming up beneath me. I'm in my late 20s, but people like this putting out this amazing music, have such a well-defined aesthetic, have such a well-defined kind of sense of what they're trying to accomplish. It's pretty incredible.
Jake is just looking at that precipice of 28. It must be scary. But I know what
hold
you mean.
On to youth.
I know what you mean about this DIY aesthetic. You have that really minimal guitar line which comes in and says, "I have no investment portfolio to speak of." And with that comes a kind of freedom of like, you know, I'm going to play these chords and I'm just going to come out with a purity and with a honesty. You know, which is something that, honesty of youth.
Yeah.
And a sort of immediacy of emotion, too, I think, where it just kind of gets right to the point. There's not a whole lot of dressing to the sound. It's just like the song starts and you get the vibe right away.
I think it's a solid pick. Snail Mail.
Snail Mail. The song is called Pristine from the forthcoming album Lush. Steve,
all right,
we've come around to you.
Okay, so my song is I'm Ready by AJR. Either you guys know AJR.
I can't say that I do.
No.
You do not know AJR. So AJR is a trio which is composed of the Met brothers, and the AJR in the title stands for their names, which are Adam, Jack, and Ryan. Now, I will confess that AJR is not a band that I discovered on my own. I have a daughter who is 16 and who loves this song, you know, with a passion that is just complete. Every time, you know, we could be driving to school, she's like, I'm going to put on I'm Ready.
So this is your daughter's pick.
I just want to listen to it and just want to get your reactions to it as more senior members of the music community.
All right.
Particularly Jake. Here we go. Let's go. Let's just react to
AJR.
It.
All right. This is I'm Ready by AJR.
So So it turns into this kind of like reggae pop song, kind of. Although, the kind of reggae pop song that you would not mistake for reggae. Reggae is a distant memory of, that they heard once in a car passing by.
I like your dad dance there. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. But I may forget your name. My lady. I know what you're thinking when the bass starts ringing. Can you tell me when you're stoked to start? And then it turns into this thing. It's almost like a little bit of a jig. We'll dance until we're dumb in the dark. My
lady, I know what you're thinking when the bass starts. So this song is really cycling through a lot of different styles. There's the kind of dubstep thing going on.
It's really fat at the beginning. Fat with a P-H-A-T. Yeah.
It's interesting the way in which, like, if you were to hear any one of those things, if you hear the dubstep, if you were to hear the sort of whatever that kind of a cappella thing is, it would be kind of a cliche. But I think what AJR does really well is it doesn't nest in one cliche. It brings all of these cliches in together. All these musical cliches cohere at once into the same kind of thing. The other thing that happens to me is, I hate to say this, as soon as I've heard this song, I cannot get it out of my head.
Uh-oh.
It is just an incredible
earworm.
The thought of actually putting together a song and including as a like the focal sample SpongeBob SquarePants saying, I'm ready. It's an interesting musical choice.
Well, it takes this discarded aspect of culture, raises it up, turns it into this amazing and unforgettable song. I think it's like the sentiment that is behind I'm Ready. It's to go out, it's to listen to a song, it's to really connect with a song that says, I'm ready. Bring it on. Let's go. And I think that there's a point in your life when you don't necessarily continue to look for songs that say the rest of my life is in front of me. You know? You start to listen to Leonard Cohen and you recede into a shell.
Yeah. I know that.
You listen to the music of aging. Like they say, Rod Stewart, everything he touches turns to old. So you drive it home and you think, you know what? Maybe it's time to hear Rod Stewart's Maggie May. And then you're close to hanging it up.
Yeah. All right, well, that's I'm Ready by AJR. Very provocative pick, Steve.
Thank you, Jake. I'm ready.
So before we let you go, Doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Hayward, what do you got going on? You're writing, you're producing the A Day in the Life segment here on KRCC.
Yeah, we're doing our Day in the Life. Things are chugging along in that department. We're working on a new book, as usual. You know, teaching at the college. You know, I teach writing there. And mostly I'm driving around and listening to AJR. Sometimes I'm going to swim practice. Sometimes I'm going to U Symphony.
Listening to I'm Ready.
I'm Ready.
Steve, thanks for coming in. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC. Up next, we hear from an incredibly talented Colorado Springs-based musician that we've talked about a few times here on Air Check. She goes by the name Sea Legs, and she sat down with 91.5 KRCC's Polina Ukrainets to discuss her work.
Gwen Wolfenbarger is a junior at Colorado College who's made waves in the Colorado Springs music community with her solo project, Sea Legs. An accomplished vocalist, producer, and harpist, Gwen uses her voice and computer to build stunning sonic landscapes that sort of encapsulate you. Gwen came into the studio to talk about her creative process, inspirations, and embodiment in her music and beyond. We started our conversation by listening to an excerpt from her new song, Sublimation. I'm not the mind. Thank you so much for being here, Gwen.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So we just listened to a segment from your song, Sublimation. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I feel like I'm in a cathedral. Can you talk a little bit about the process of writing / recording the song?
Yeah, so this song was released as a live performed music video. So everything that you've heard up to this point has been live performed on video. And in the release, I'm working with a filmmaker at Colorado College who has digitally manipulated my body so that it's flying all over the place. And that connects with a lot of the different themes that I'm exploring in this song, particularly those of my relationship with my body through the lenses of depression and being transgender.
Could you talk a little bit more about that? There's a few lyrics that I see here, and the gender that you use in the lyrics changes throughout the song. The embodiment seems to sort of splatter outwards. I can't describe this really well, it's a very out-of-body experience.
I'm glad that that comes across. That was definitely something I was wanting to explore in the song. When I came up with this, I was in a very dark place. I was in my ex's bathtub, drunk reading Sylvia Plath, and I really wanted to melt into the water, but thankfully instead I wrote this song. Sort of the idea of the song is that it uses suicide as a metaphor for transcending the human body and getting a more universal perspective on the world. So in Sublimation, I'm trying to sort of programmatically recreate different types of emotions. And in this song in particular, the emotion that I'm trying to get, especially in the chorus with the harp in the descending glissando into the huge sub-bass tone. I'm trying to evoke the feeling of when you're just about to cry, starts in your stomach, slowly bubbles up through your throat, and just spills over. And that is the experience I'm trying to portray with this music.
I feel like that is very applicable, especially the breathing too starts you off, and that's visceral, like panic attacky, literally about to explode everywhere.
It definitely... I wanted it to feel as much like a panic attack as possible, just like the world is crushing and you're just melting into a million pieces then exploding.
I mean, this is definitely the most pleasant experience of a panic attack that I've had, because it feels like a safe space. I feel like I'm in a cathedral or some sort of, I don't know, an egg maybe.
Yeah, it kind of encapsulates you.
Definitely.
But at the same time, it feels very expansive, which is what Colin portrays in his video. My body just turns into all of these different colors and then just kind of melts into the background with the trees. Everything is swirling together, and then suddenly the self is gone. There is no body, there is no mind. Human voice, like even right now, talking on the radio, you hear this voice and you can imagine a body and it feels like there's a presence there. But when you have digital manipulations, suddenly there are so many different possibilities. You can make someone a man or a woman by changing the frequencies in their voice. You can warp the voice so that is completely abstract. What does that do to the body? We can have recorded voices of people that are no longer living. There are these ghosts in a can. And these are all things that I am very excited to explore further in my music.
This song and some of your other songs that I've listened to seem to talk a lot about isolation. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I've experienced isolation in many ways in my life. I grew up on a small goat farm in Tennessee, actually. Spent a lot of time just wandering around in the woods. I was homeschooled, didn't really know anyone until I got a scholarship to a school for high school. In my experience with depression, that is crushingly isolating. It feels kind of like I'm underwater emotionally, trying to communicate with other people, and being transgender. I actually have only met a couple trans women, knowingly, since I have actually come to terms with being trans in the past couple years. Doing music for basically all my life. My parents started me on piano and harp when I was 6, and I've been performing ever since then in various ways, whether it's classical music, playing at weddings with a harp, or doing rock band projects in high school.
Oh my God.
And things like that. So I've been performing for a while, but it's never been as visceral an experience as this, and I think that has to do with my coming to terms with who I am. And because I'm expressing such intimate thoughts, such vulnerable thoughts, I think it really connects with people.
Do you think your experience as a harpist has informed your taste / inflection in terms of writing music, but also listening?
That's a good question. I know that my connection with the harp has led me to fall in love with Björk. So that is not so direct a connection, but did lead me to Björk, and Björk actually inspired me to do a lot of what I do now. I think the moment when I knew that music was something that I really wanted to pursue was when I was like 13 or 14 at the Bonnaroo Music Festival, and Björk was playing. I was there up in front, totally sober, but I was crying my eyes out the entire time, and I couldn't figure out why. My friend thought I was on all sorts of drugs, but no, I was just so moved by the music. And just there was something about the bass. In particular, this one song called Bachelorette. There's a harp gliss that descends down into a really deep piano chord. I think I might have actually, in some ways, emulated that on this song, and I just realized. So thank you, Björk.
I mean, yeah, we have a lot of things to thank Björk for.
Yeah.
What are some of your other musical inspirations?
Oh my God, there are so many. I wouldn't even know where to start. Cocteau Twins, in particular, has been a huge inspiration to me. Elizabeth Frazier has the voice of God. Other vocalists that have inspired me include Tanya Tagak, an Inuit throat singer. I've seen her a couple times now, and she has inspired me to pursue more extended techniques in my voice. For example, at the beginning of sublimation, you hear this breathing that slowly layers onto itself. And undergoes all of these different processes. And that was actually something I thought of while listening to Tanya Tagak. And I think that it's a very visceral experience to hear someone breathing like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was
yeah,
a pleasure
you.
To talk to you. And thank you so much for making music.
Of course.
Really, it's, yeah.
Don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Amazing sounds from Seal Eggs. That was 91.5 KRCC's Paulina Ukrainitz speaking with Gwen Wolfenbarger. Be sure to check out the video for Sublimation on our website, krcc.org. It's pretty amazing as well. Just a note here, Ukrainitz and Wolfenbarger are both students here at Colorado College, which is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. This is AirCheck, and you are listening to 91.5 KRCC.
There once was a hero, but he flew.
So Vicky, you recently had the group Briffo, local favorites, here on your evening music mix to play a few songs and talk about their latest album, Helsinki. What do you think of the band and their sound?
I am so impressed with this new record. It's got such depth and character to it, very emotional, Daniel James Eaton has been on the scene, the music scene here in Southern Colorado, sometimes more in the background or just on the down low, but always working with these great musicians who love working with him and befriend him. And the thing that I always heard about Daniel James Eaton was that he was this prolific and rather amazing songwriter. And I believe that you hear that on Helsinki, but you'll put your ears to it yourself, see what you think.
So we're going to hear a song from their in-studio performance here at 91.5 KRCC. This is the song Domino from Helsinki, performed live, Daniel James Eaton and Alex Koshak.
Right, so this is a song called Domino off the new album by us, Profo. And hope you like it.
That was Daniel James Eaton and Alex Koshak of the band Brefo performing the song Domino live at 91.5 KRCC. Their latest release, Helsinki, is available on Bandcamp.
That's it for the show today. Be sure to check out videos, artists' photos, and more at our website, krcc.org. And subscribe to our podcast wherever podcast shopping makes sense to you. Special thanks to Paulina Ukrainitz for her work on this episode. For AirCheck, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jake Brownell.